Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
Is driving up my road. I wonder who he's going to pick up. Another band that I never flipping heard of from Oakland. It's Little White Crackers, very good. One of them was from Primus, I believe, and that was from 1994, which is flipping years ago. And, you know, it's, as I said many times, there's always huge, great gaps in your musical knowledge, and hopefully some of them get filled by me. Because that's where you listen. Well, it's probably not. Anyway, later on I'm going to play Oasis have covered a track by the Cravats, right, which is a great honour. Because I love Liam and Noel, they're great. But anyway, I'll save that for later. And you've got so many things to look forward to, probably.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. That's Joe Gatt from New Zealand, actually, with Farewell, which was on his album Banana Sludge. Which came out in 2019, you see. And I mean, yeah, I'd never heard that until I heard it. And then I thought, bloody heck, I've heard it. I'll play it to my viewers. So, because I'm like that. Anyway, look, you know I take the Wii somewhat out of Cherry Red and their 380 volume CD box set. But fair play to them. For a start, the Cravats are on flipping Cherry Red. And they send me stuff. They actually send me, you know, stuff to play. And they sent me this new box set, 787 CDs, called No Songs Tomorrow, A Dark Wave Journey. And yeah, there's a Cure on there and loads of other stuff that you sort of know. But there's also all this stuff you think, what the heck is this? So I will be playing the odd few of those, and this is one. Suicide Commando. They're from Germany. That's from 1981. On this Cherry Red No Songs Tomorrow, A Dark Wave Journey. 7,436 CD box set. But well worth buying because it's, you know, there's some great stuff on it. I think it's four CDs, actually, to be perfectly honest. And I'll play another one later on. But for now, I'll play this for all you ladies and gentlemen out there. So far ahead, it's beautiful, as the Bonzos once said. That's Earth's Tongue, from Auckland, I mean, another New Zealand. God, there's all this stuff out there, it's great. And that's from it doesn't come out till June. How's it called? Hold on, Tonight. The track's called Tonight. Well, excuse me, and the LP is called Bodies Dissolve. God, no, that wasn't a comment on the record, because I thought the record was great, to be honest, and you know where to find them, go and buy it. Rip your neck, be ahead of the pack, then your local Rose and Crown, or wherever it is you go. God, I bet you're all, can't wait for Oasis doing There Is No God by the Cravettes. You're just going to have to wait. I might have to play the R version first so that you remember how great it is.
Mother, when I cry
just marvellous. Teetering on the brink of falling to pieces. That's the aptly named Chum Lord from Kent in Ohio with Ugly When I Cry from an LP called Pounds, Pills, Paranoia. And just marvellous. This has just come out. I think it came out in, well, this month. So you know where to go and buy it. Why not? You know, people do, which is really lovely. Only the other day, somebody said, hey, I went and bought that because it was great, right? That's what radio should do, right? And to be honest, I listen to tons of radio shows by other people, which is an absolute lie because I find it incredibly boring because it's like, ooh, this is a goth show. Ooh, this is a punk show. Ooh, this is, you know, and it just plays the same flipping record over and over again. Well, yeah, that's not what it's supposed to be about. I mean, you know, the pinnacle for me has always been Peel, which is pretty obvious. And it was that thing of you never knew what was coming next. And that's what made it exciting and fun. And so, and of course, you could download the podcast version of this and keep it for whatever you want and listen to the other thing on your dab radio, whatever the hell that is.
Let's go.
mean, that illustrates my point perfectly. You can get that on BBC Radio 6. Well, you might do it at some point, I'd never listen to it. But, I'm sure you don't. See, I mean, you whiz over to Venezuela, and you get Cactus Frank and El Cafe Atomico, and it says, post-apocalyptic blues band directly extracted from some B-movie western in the year 3000 on a desert highway somewhere. I mean, brilliant. Just such a genius. So all rush over to a band camp and buy it, because it's just brilliant. Every track's great. You know, you just, yeah. Ah, we're spoilt, aren't we? Right. Listen. Cherry Red, compiling all this stuff into a fantastic compilation CD that you can buy, and you get tons and tons of music for fun. That's another one I've never heard of, The Arms of Someone New, from America in 1988, with Every Seventh Wave, and darn fine, you see, absolutely darn fine. Right, before I play Oasis's version of There Is No God, I'm going to play our own version of There Is No God. Oh dear, what a shame.
Oh,
must admit, I do find it, you know, does make me quite sad that I have to wait until I'm dead before people go the cravats are flipping great. I know you do. I know there's lots of you that listen think the cravats are great and bought the records and came to the gigs and all that sort of malarkey, but it just never clicked, did it, with the mass. Which is good in one way, because I'd rather have lovely, passionate folk like your good selves who like it, rather than millions of people. But it would have kept us afloat. And we would have made another record by now. But still, if Liam and Noel want to cover that, they just sent me a strip. It's only 33 seconds, but here they are, Oasis doing There Is No God.
There is no God. There's no spirit but your own. You're all alone. Alone. How does that
thanks, Liam and Noel. That's really great, isn't it? Thank you. Yeah. So expect that to chart pretty darn soon, right? And we'll make vast quantities of money finally, so that's great. And I might join them at Nebworth, right? And, you know, come on stage just to do that. Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going downstairs to get a glass of wine while I play you this. Yes, I will.
You caught the train, I caught a cold. I'm ready blocked and you're all gold. Your silver spoon, my wooden fork. Your chauffeur drives, I take a walk.
Downfall.
the excellent Ginnell with Wooden Fork. And I'm pretty sure that Hazel got sent the Dark Wave compilation 847 CD box set. So let's pop down to Redditch, and, or up to Redditch actually, and see if which track she likes from that comp.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Another good choice. Single Gun Theory with Exercise This Wasteland. And 1988? 87? They're from Canada, anyway. 87. And, yeah, they're from Canada. So, I didn't know it. So, well spotted there, Hazel. Right, on we go. What's next? This. Up on the Overcraft, pop over to Estonia and listen to Cannabinid. From an LP called Mass, and that was a track called, oh God, Oh, probably. No, God, I don't know. We haven't had Evie's Fudge yet, have we? It's getting towards the end of the show. Right, well, let's see if I can flipping find one. Lordy. Evie's Fudge. That's the Vendettas from Norway, 2001, I don't know, something like that, with Easy Rider, which is a simple trick to make it heavy metal, isn't it? You're going to sort of guess, really. Anyway, onwards and upwards. I haven't yawned much this show. I know it sounds like I'm bored, but I'm not. So I'm having as much fun as you are.
Yeah.
I mean, great stuff. That was Psych with The Crawler from 1986. They were French, and they're another one on this. No Songs Tomorrow. A Darkness Journey. No, a dark, dark wave journey. Yeah, I've obviously had one too many glasses of wine. It's not big and it's not clever, kids, so don't drink alcohol ever. I went and had a lung x-ray the other day because it was free. You could just walk in somewhere in Hove. So I had a lung x-ray and the doctor sent me a message going, all okay. And he said, great, 50 years of smoking tabs. Good job I smoked Lucky Strike, that's what I reckon.
This is the language. This is the language of the future.
Here is an example.
Is it really worth the effort to do this? Is it really worth the effort to do this? Is it really worth the effort to do this? Is it
absolutely brilliant, Romeo Rusha. Who still don't really know much about, but it's all like little, you know, sound bits of voice and stuff all joined together. Really great. The language of the future, that. Well, there's one more we're going to get in, and then off there, the disc jockey. Fantastic end to the show there with the Symptoms and Danger Sand. The Symptoms, of course, are from Hexham up north where my auntie used to live. Auntie Maureen, hello. Except she's not here anymore. But anyway, I'd just like to thank Liam and Noel for their cover of Cravat Song. And it's going to be really great because I'm going to go on tour with them, with their separate bands, High Flying, whatever that one is, and the other lot, Clockwork Cheese, or whatever. Anyway, great show. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all next week, barring incident. Bye.